USA News, I'm Dave Collins. After a fourth day of voting at the Capitol, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy has fallen short again to be the next Speaker of the House. House Republicans oppose McCarthy. After the vote, Ohio's Warren Davidson got up and nominated McCarthy again.
I plead with all of my Republican colleagues, let cooler, more rational heads prevail.
Several members voted for Florida's Byron Donalds instead. That marked the first time in history two black Americans have been nominated for Speaker, as Democrats nominated New York's Akeem Jeffries for the role. Former senior advisor to Speakers John Boehner and Paul Ryan, Brendan Buck, says Republicans wanted to stop the vote.
They've been negotiating, or at least trying to get in touch with enough peaceable people to be able to negotiate, wanted to avoid another humiliating vote on the floor, and couldn't even pull off the ability to pause.
Kevin McCarthy of California failed to get enough votes during a fifth round of voting. The mastermind behind a nationwide college admissions cheating scheme that ensnarled top universities, business executives, and Hollywood celebrities was sentenced. William Rick Singer, aptly known as Operation Varsity Blues, gets 42 months in prison. Singer was a central figure in the scam in which wealthy parents, desperate to get their children into elite universities, paid huge sums to cheat on standardized tests, bribe university coaches who had influence over admissions, then lie about it to the authorities. Storms spreading across the southern U.S. are causing major damage. A possible tornado damaged several homes in Alabama's capital city of Montgomery early this morning and also flipped cars while downing power lines.
This could have been a much different scenario when you consider how many homes and businesses are in this immediate space. So the fact that we only had one minor injury is really only because of God's grace.
This is USA News.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe.
More political ads will soon be popping up on Twitter. The social media company announced Tuesday it will ease its ban on political ads in the coming weeks. The move is a reversal of Twitter's 2019 decision to ban political ads after it faced scrutiny for allowing misinformation to spread. Monday's frightening scene at the Bills-Bengals game demonstrates the importance of making sure that your child is healthy before taking part in sports.
Just about every kid playing high school sports gets a physical. And usually that includes a look at the heart.
It is pretty common these days for athletes to at least get an electrocardiogram.
Dr. Alan Anderson with the University of Texas Health System says there's a very good reason for that.
Because it does stand the chance of picking up abnormalities that otherwise wouldn't manifest themselves until the player drops dead on the field.
Anderson says despite all the precautions, sudden cardiac arrest is the most common cause of death among young athletes. I'm Lance Pry.
Fewer people are applying for mortgages. The Mortgage Bankers Association says application volume dropped by just over 13% last week as interest rates went higher to close out 2022. More people would buy electric vehicles if they weren't so expensive. A new survey by Deloitte Consulting Firm found nearly 7 in 10 prospective EV buyers in the U.S. expect to pay less than $50,000 for their next vehicle. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.